The thing that runs from the stove to the chimney, you call the
stove pipe.
And it fit into the
stove.
Mm-hmm.
And then
where the other end would go into the,
I had a vent pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Go out through the vent. I mean out through the top and have a vent pipe on top.
And
I'd keep water from coming back in the house.
Mm-hmm. What about something you'd carry bricks in?
Wheelbar.
Mm-hmm. And the thing people drive nowadays, they call that a...
What?
What everybody drives nowadays, you'd call a...
Vehicle.
Okay. Or a...
Car, truck.
And something was squeaking to lubricate it, you'd say you had to...
Grease it.
Say yesterday he
greased it, or
and grease got all over your hands. You'd say your hands were all
greasy.
And what did people used to burn in lamps?
Coal oil.
Did you ever see a lamp made out of a rag and a bottle and some coal oil?
Not myself.
Did you ever hear of a flambeau?
Flambeau.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they had them on the railroads that you put, they called it. They'd burn some kind of oil over there.
Mm-hmm. What is a flambeau on the railroad look like?
It was a little black thing with a wick hanging down in it, it just burned for hours and hours and hours.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke. I don't think if you put it in a building or something, it'd just smoke you to death.
It's one of those little round things?
Yeah, the pot. Like, it looked like a pot. The water wouldn't hardly put it out, though.
Mm-hmm.
But the wick was sticking out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have no glass over it or nothing.
And someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water. It said they were going to... What's the boat?
Sail the boat. Launch your boat.
Huh?
Launch your boat.
Okay. What different kinds of boats do people have around here?
I don't know. I ain't no fisherman. They got some big fancy looking boats now. Cost as much as a house.
Mm-hmm. What about just the simple boats people go out fishing?
Yeah. Fishing boats, are there.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a bateau or piro?
Puro? Puro? Piro?
Mm-hmm.
Piro.
Do they have those around here?
Yeah, used to. I guess they got too big and fancy for them.
And say if a child is just learning to dress himself, the mother brings in the clothes and tells him,
put your clothes on.
Or here.
Take your clothes.
Uh-huh. Did she say, here are your clothes, or here's your clothes, or?
Here, take your clothes.
Uh-huh. Which would you say, here is your clothes, or here are your clothes?
Here's your clothes, get them on.
And if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say, no, it
wasn't me.
And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
pattern.
Okay. Or if you go into a store and maybe they have a new kind of cheese and they want you to try it, they'd offer you a free
sample.
And what would a woman wear over a dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
And if she sees a dress that she likes a lot, she says the dress was very
neat or nice.
Okay, or it looked
very swanky.
Okay.